two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
No criminal charges against a police officer who shot a handcuffed man in West Valley. Prosecutors say that man did try to grab an officer's gun, and it was close to coming out of the holster. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the CEO of Intel says the chip shortage we're seeing could go on another 2 years. The shortage has fueled rising prices of gadgets, cars, and more. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have two of them. One is a crash northbound I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield. It's been blocking a right lane. That's been causing big backups into Kaysville. And then southbound I-15 and Sandy traffic really coming to a crawl right about 106 South. It's part of the delays from Murray to Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The storms are going to come and go again. Temperature's about 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
97 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A promise from Vice President Harris after a judge last week declared the delayed action for Childhood Arrivals Program unlawful and blocked new applicants.
I want to make clear to the dreamers who are here and those who are watching from home, this is your home. This is your home. And we see you. And you are not alone.
Harris, who met virtually and in person with recipients today, called on Congress to create a pathway to citizenship for the roughly 650,000 dreamers who were brought to the U.S. as children. Attorney General Merrick Garland rolls out the Justice Department's latest effort to take aim at gun trafficking.
At the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and in the middle of what he called a particularly difficult summer of violence, Attorney General Garland launched teams of ATF agents to help pull stolen and illegally purchased guns off the street.
The gun violence tragedy now facing the country and facing it over many years, needless to say, affects our communities and their security and safety.
The so-called ATF strike forces are meant to track down the sources of guns used in shootings in five cities, including this one. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The CDC says despite an uptick in COVID-19 cases, the agency is sticking with its guidance on masking for now.
You should certainly be wearing a mask if you are unvaccinated. If you are vaccinated, you get exceptional protection from the vaccines, but you have the opportunity to make the personal choice to add extra layers of protection if you so choose.
Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the CDC is always reviewing the data. The NFL has a new game plan to get as many players vaccinated as possible. A memo from Commissioner Roger Goodell says teams may be forced to forfeit games due to COVID-19 outbreaks among non-vaccinated players and that players on both teams would not get paid that week. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. The West has a fire problem and it's becoming the norm. In Oregon, the bootleg fire has been expanding by 4 miles every day. Utah firefighters are being sent to Montana now to combat blazes there. And Congressman Blake Moore is looking to manage the flames with a new fire shed bill. He tells Dave and Dujanovic the bill addresses immediate issues the West is facing.
It utilizes kind of fire shed research and mapping to sort of triage where the top 10% biggest risk comes from, right? The top 10% of our forest land is at biggest risk of fire, like 85% of that entire risk is also put into this top 10%. And so it will leverage that technology to be able to identify that. And then the second key thing that it does, there are things called shared stewardship programs where states and federal agencies work together to develop a forest management plan. Utah does an exceptional job at this. It's probably a gold standard, if you will. And recently we were able to have some roundtables with experts in this from the governor's team with Reg Johnson and Brian Steed and Gordon Larson, and meet with all of our federal agencies. And what we learned from that, what we took from that, you know, kind of led directly to this particular bill. It codifies that so it helps other states and remove some of the regulatory burden, so we can go in and implement some of the best ways to reduce catastrophic wildfire risk.
It's unclear if the bill will make waves this fire season. Congressman Moore says he can't predict exact timing of when the bill might be approved. KSL News Time 420. You've been listening to The In-Depth Now. Triple Team Traffic are brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, everybody's heading out of town.
It does seem like that. The day before a three-day weekend for many, many people, and I-15 is taking the hit. We have heavier than normal traffic, and the delays stretch longer on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. The slowdowns start just after 4500 South in Murray and continue to 123rd South in Draper. We've had particularly congested traffic right around 106th and 114th South. We also have slowdowns setting in eastbound I-215 South Belt from Redwood Road over to I-15. Also, some slowing now starting to build. This is going to be westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 West, and some slowdowns eastbound I-80 as you're trying to connect to the SR-201 junction. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing some delays. This is southbound SR-36. Make your way into Twillis Main Street. Also, again, some scattered delays. This is Bankator Highway in spots from Salt Lake down to South Jordan. And still looking quiet for drivers if you're coming over the point of the mountain and headed I-15 through Utah County. Len?
Legacy Parkway is moving well again, but a bit sluggish in Salt Lake City, coming out of the downtown ramps to the north interchange on I-15. Then slowing in Kaysville a bit up to the crash northbound I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield, where a right lane is closed and is tightening and slowing from Kaysville to Clearfield. And then again, southbound I-15 is starting to get slow again as you make your way from Ogden, about 31st Street, down to Roy and into Clinton. UDOT Construction Alert, plan ahead for nightly lane closures on I-80 and I-215 East Belt. Lanes are closed 7 nights a week in eastern Salt Lake County while crews replace the old pavement with new concrete. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is here with the weekend weather forecast, and if you're heading south, you might be heading into trouble, huh?
That's right, Jeff. Severe thunderstorms and flash flooding happening over southern Utah this afternoon. Just to give you a perspective, flash flood warnings in effect for parts of Garfield, Central Kane, Wayne County, Washington County, severe thunderstorm warnings west of Cedar City and Iron County, and then there's a large thunderstorm that's riding along the Utah-Idaho border. Bottom line, some spots in southern Utah have picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain today, and we've had marble to almost ping pong ball sized hail reported over central Utah. So tonight along the Wasatch, we may see a pop-up storm, but nothing that severe. Low of 74, partly cloudy, a little smoky, 99 on Friday, and then 100 degrees Saturday, Sunday, mostly sunny and smoky. Storms return next week.
So tomorrow is Pioneerly Day, and are you going to be in the parade?
We'll be in the parade. In fact, we've heard your parade preview here, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It'll be nice. Some clouds in the morning should actually make it pretty good for viewing that parade.
Watch for Kevin. KSL News Time 423. It's 97 degrees.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Big news. She said yes. My girlfriend loved the ring so much, she started to cry. I got to hand it to Shane Company. They made it easy for me to create the perfect engagement ring. I knew my girlfriend wanted a halo ring, so when I met with a jewelry consultant, we started with that and my budget. He showed me ring settings in my price range. I felt no pressure to buy. For the cinder stone, we looked at diamonds first. Then he showed me their beautiful sapphires. an option I hadn't even considered. And what a selection. They had over a dozen colors to choose from. He said that Tom Shane hand-selects their sapphires in Bangkok. I ended up choosing a blue sapphire. I hadn't planned on that, but once I saw how the diamond halo framed the sapphire, I knew it was perfect for her. She's really one of a kind. And well, that's what I love about her. And we're still getting lots of compliments on the ring.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shaneco.com.
We're watching Utah's money. Divorce can be expensive, even more so for celebrities. Take, for example, Dr. Dre. He's going to have to pay his ex-wife, Nicole Young, $300,000 a month. Market Watch reports the music mogul will have to dish out the payments until they reach a final settlement. KSL Drive's Uber is diving into the shipping business. The rideshare company spent more than $2 billion to buy a company called Transplace. The deal's expected to help Uber Freight reach profitability. You might never guess it, but former President Barack Obama and music legend Bruce Springsteen are buds. Yeah, they're releasing a book together. Renegades is the title. It will cover everything from fame to cars. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 25 points. Finished the day at 34,823. The S&P was up 8. The NASDAQ gained 52 points. Four alleged drug traffickers were charged today with transporting cocaine across the country. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us how they did it.
The four members of a drug trafficking organization were charged in a narcotics conspiracy that involved shipping large amounts of cocaine from Puerto Rico to Connecticut, Florida, New York, and Massachusetts. Court records said they hollowed out furniture to hide the cocaine, and they were able to ship quite a lot of it this way. One of the defendants handled delivery, another coordinated shipping logistics, and the others received the drugs and disposed of the packaging materials.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.